He's bowing head and praying silence.
Amen. 奉主耶稣圣名开始我们安息日早上的聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our Sabbath morning service.
我首先请起立唱诗63首。
Please rise and sing hymn 63.
我们感谢神，特别设立安息圣日。
And we'd like to thank God to establish Sabbath service.
这是神特别施恩赐福的日子。
And this is a day which God especially blesses and gives grace.
神把这天赐给每一个人。
And God gives this day to everyone.
让每一个人来守。
And everyone has to abide by it.
我们祈求在今天的两场正道当中，我们可以把神要我们讲的讲出来。
And let's pray that so that the two sermons that we will have today, that we could speak the words that God wanted us to speak.
我们可以听到神要我们听的。
And we can listen to the things that God wanted us to listen.
我们也可以明白神要我们明白的。
And we could understand the things that God wants us to understand.
我们一起跪下来祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray.
我们今天早上要在圣经里跟各位一起来学习教会与生命第16个部分。
And this morning that we're going to study in the Bible with one another, the church and the life, 16th.
神在创立世界以前就预定耶稣基督来救赎我们。
And before God created the heaven and the earth, and He has designated Jesus Christ to be our Savior to save us.
所有的先知来传讲的信息，其实跟我们讲，有一位基督要来救赎我们。
And all the messages that was taught by the prophets was telling us that there's going to be a Jesus Christ that will come and save us.
但是在主耶稣来以前，这个不是那么明显，也不是每个人都能够了解这个奥秘。
But before the coming of Jesus Christ, this was very unclear, and not everyone understands this mystery.
所以到末世的时候，神差派主耶稣亲自来跟我们传讲福音。
And so that during the end time, God has.Order Jesus personally to come and preach the gospel to us.
整个福音的总结就是神要救人，那你们如果肯信基督的话，你们就会得救。
And the conclusion of the gospel is that God will save mankind. If you believe in the gospel, you will be saved.
所以主耶稣在十字架上被钉。
And Lord Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross.
这是神救赎人当中一个很重要的一个部分。
And this is one of the most important thing during the aspects of the salvation.
因为世人都犯了罪。
And because man has committed the sins.
主耶稣如果不在十字架上被钉流血，人的罪就不能得到赦免。
And if Jesus Christ was not crucified on the cross and bled, the sin of man cannot be saved.
所以不是神没有能力说，你为什么要叫你自己的孩子钉死在十字架？你不能用别的方法来救赎吗？不是的。
And it's not that God has without power, and He let His own Son be crucified on a cross, and this is not the case.
问题是人犯罪了，一再犯罪，那这个罪要得到赦免，一定要有宝血来救赎。
And it's because the fact that men have committed sins, and then in order for the sins to be forgiven, it must receive the precious blood to be cleansed.
那这个神的救赎不只是让我们的罪得赦免而已。
And the salvation of God, it's not only for our sin to be saved.
主耶稣的被钉还有一个很重要的意义。
And the crucifixion of Jesus Christ has a more profound meaning.
由于他的被钉跟我们留下一条直接跟神来相通相交的路。
And because of his crucifixion, it has paved the pathway directly connecting mankind to God.
所以主耶稣被钉的时候，殿里的布幔裂为两半。
And after Jesus Christ was crucified, the drapes inside the temple would split up into half.
这个在跟我们讲，原来人不能直接去见神，人不能直接跟神祈求，必须透过大祭司才能够进到这个布幔里面。
And this is telling me that, telling us that before that mankind was not able to communicate to God directly, it must be through a priest.
所以借着耶稣的被钉，不止我们的罪得赦。
And through the crucifixion of Jesus, not only our sins are forgiven,
让我们的身份成为圣洁的祭司，
and that our status became the noble priest,
可以直接来跟神祈求，
and we could pray directly to God.
主耶稣同时用他的被钉跟我们留下一个又新又活的路。
And with the crucifixion of Lord Jesus Christ, it paved us a brand new road.
那这个路如果照神所预定的，照主耶稣所跟我们教导的，我们好好去走，一定会通往永远的生命。
And this new and living road, if according to the order of Jesus Christ that we walk on a certain way, it will leads to salvation.
所以主耶稣的被钉不只为了让我们的罪得赦。
So the crucifixion of Lord Jesus Christ, not only that our sins are forgiven,
不只让我给我们留一条永生的道路
，and it also give us a pathway of eternal life.
还有一个更重要的意义
，and it has a more important meaning to it.
主耶稣用自己的身体为圣殿。
And that Lord Jesus Christ has used his own body as the holy temple.
所以主耶稣出来传福音没有多久，用水来变成酒之后，他去洁净圣殿。
And not long after Jesus Christ came out to preach the gospel, and when he changed the water into wine, he was preaching in the temple.
主耶稣当初面对这些，在殿里敬拜神的人说，这个殿被你们拆毁了。
And then he sees many people that was worshiping God in the temple, and he tells them that this temple has been torn apart by you.
主耶稣说他三日以后要再建立起来。
And Lord Jesus Christ have said that after 3 days later, he will rebuild the temple.
当时没有人明白。
And at the time, no one understand.
那些人不明白。
And nobody did understand him.
跟随耶稣的十二个门徒也不知道主耶稣在说什么。
And the 12 disciples that followed Jesus Christ did not understand what he was talking about.
但圣经的记载让我们知道，他是在用他的身体为殿。
But based on the recording in the Bible that he's using his own body as temples.
这个殿在以前曾经是圣殿。
And this temple used to be the holy temple in ancient times.
真的是人敬拜神的地方，真的是神让人得生命的地方。
And this is a place of worship, and it's a place where man could gain life.
但后来被拆毁了。
But it was torn apart.
所以当时的人去那个殿，殿还是在那边，但主耶稣说已经被拆了。
But people were still going to the temple, but Lord Jesus Christ have said that this temple is no longer there. It's been torn.
因为那个殿已经不圣洁了。
And because the temple is not holy anymore.
那个殿已经不再是神的殿了。
And the temple is not the temple of God.
因为在当时的时代，人用自己的方法来解释神的救赎。
And because during that time, people was using their own method to explain the salvation of God.
人用自己的方法来敬拜神。
And a man has using its own method to worship God.
神人甚至用自己的方法来取代神的救赎。
And a man has been using their own methods to replace the salvation of God.
所以那个时候人再来那个殿没有用了，因为神不在里面，你不会是靠着那个殿得救。
And because it's useless for man to be in the temple because God is not there, and then it would not lead you to salvation.
所以主耶稣来传福音，一面传福音，一面要洁净圣殿。
And so if Jesus was preaching the gospel at the same time, he must try to cleanse the temple.
最后一个目标，他要建立这个圣殿。
And the last target that he wants to reestablish the temple.
在哥哥他山的十字架上，主耶稣用自己的身体来建立圣殿。
And on a mountain of Golgotha, that he used his own body to rebuild the temple.
那个殿。就是今天的教会。
And the temple is the present day church.
是神救人的地方。
And this is where God saved mankind.
是神让人得生命的地方。
And this is a place where God will let men to gain life.
这是神在创立世界以前就预定好的。
And this was preset before the creation of the world.
神预定我们借耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
And Lord Jesus Christ was to let us to receive the title sonship.
神立定我们借耶稣基督的宝血，让我们罪可以得到救赎。
And God has prepared to use the blood of Lord Jesus Christ that our sins can be redeemed.
神立定耶稣基督的身体来救赎我们。
And God has prepared the body of Lord Jesus Christ to save us.
也就是神立定教会来救赎我们。
In other words, that God.Has prepared church to save us.
所以主耶稣道成肉身的时候，一再在洁净圣殿。
And so, when Lord Jesus Christ was transfigured into a flesh form, he constantly went to the temple.
最后用自己的身体为殿，献上自己的身体，给我们一个得生命的机会。
And at the end, he uses his own body as sacrifice to be offered and to give us the opportunity for salvation.
主耶稣被钉，主耶稣复活，后来主耶稣升天去了。
And Lord Jesus Christ was crucified, and Lord Jesus Christ was resurrected.
主耶稣是不是不管我们了
？And was it that he has neglected us?
不是。
It's not the case.
主耶稣升天前有四十天的时候跟门徒讲到神国的事。
Before the resurrection of Jesus Christ, it was a span of 40 days that he was talking to the disciple about the things of kingdom of God.
教会就是地上的神国。
And the church is the kingdom of God on earth.
主耶稣在跟他们讲怎么借教会去救人。
And Lord Jesus Christ was telling them that how to save mankind through church.
所以主耶稣升天去了，他留下他的身体。
And when Jesus Christ resurrected, he left behind his flesh body.
就是基督的教会。
And this is the church of Christ.
基督的教会应该是圣殿。
And the church of Christ is the temple.
应该是属神的。
And this belongs to God.
应该是圣洁的。
And it should be holy.
主耶稣升天2000年了。
And Jesus has resurrected for 2,000 years now.
我们来思考看看。
We should think about.
主耶稣用他身体所建立的这圣殿，是不是还是一直圣洁呢？
The holy temple that God has created with His own body is still holy.
用耶稣的身体来建立的这个圣殿，是不是还一直圣洁呢？
And the body that was established and built by the body of Jesus Christ is the temple is still holy.
是不是一直属神呢？
Does it belong to God?
是不是一直为万国祷告的殿呢？
And is it a temple that's praying for all nations?
是不是人进了这个殿就一定得到永远的生命呢？
And is it true that once men enter into the temple, they will receive salvation?
我们再次来思考主耶稣跟我们讲的话。
We should contemplate the words that Jesus have taught us.
那一条通往永生的门，那一条通往永生的路。
And this road that leads to eternal life.
我来看马太福音七章。
Turn to Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音七章十三节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 13.
马太福音七章十三节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 13.
你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的。进去的人也多，十四节。
Verse 14.
引到永生那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。这个就是在讲，这个门路就是主耶稣基督。
And this is talking, the narrow gate is talking about Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣在说通往永生的窄门跟小路。
And Jesus Christ is explaining the gates of the narrow gates that leads to eternal life.
那个真正的通往永生的那个窄门小路，就是真正耶稣基督的身体。
And the roads that leads to the narrow gate truly is the body of Lord Jesus Christ.
就是那条又新又活的路。
And this is a new and living road.
也就是一个真正的教会。
And this is a true church.
这是主耶稣所设立的，这是主耶稣用他身体换来，这是神在创世以前就计划好的。
And this is established by God himself. This was established by the body of Lord Jesus Christ. And this was predetermined before the creation of the world.
这个真正的教会，真正可以让人得生命的教会。
And this true church that will enable men to be truly saved.
找着的人多不多？
And was it a lot of people that can find it?
很少，主耶稣说很少。
And Lord Jesus Christ said it's very few.
那如果这个通往永生的门路你没有找着？
And if you cannot find this road that leads to eternal life,
你怎么进去啊？
How will you enter it?
那你没有进去，你怎么会得到永生？
If you're not able to enter it, how will you receive eternal life?
那在另一个方面来讲，那引到灭亡的宽门大路，进去的人很多了。
And the roads that's wide and broad at least to destruction, and many people enter it.
他们可能找了，后来进去，后来或者可能没找就进去了。
And maybe they try to find it and then they enter it, or maybe they have not find it and still enter it.
那是一个宽门，一个大路。
And this is a wide road and broad gate.
但是它的终点是死亡。
But the final destination is death.
今天你去搭个巴士。
And if you brought in a, if you brought a bus today,
他的目的地跟你写地狱，写死亡，你上不上去
？And the destination point says hell and death.
没有人要上去，谁会上去
？Would you get on? And no, I don't think anybody would get on.
但是让人真正得生命的是真教会。
And but the thing that truly let a man be, receive true life is the true church.
但是那个假教会不会让人得生命。
And the false church would not let a man get life.
假教会那个看啊，好像写着永生，写着天堂。其实你注意看，写着地狱跟死亡。
And what's written on a false church? It says heaven and life. But when you pay attention to it, it says hell and destruction and death.
但积极的人很多。
Many people enter it.
那我们来想想看。
And we should think about.
这个窄门小路谁设的？
And who has established this narrow road and narrow gate?
神设的，主耶稣基督来设的。
And God has set it himself. He personally has established this.
那这个宽门大路谁设的？
And what about the broad and wide road and the broad gates?
好像是人设的。
And maybe it was set by mankind.
那怎么设？
And how would this be set up?
我们来看约翰福音十章。
Let's turn to John chapter 10.
约翰福音十章。
John chapter 10.
约翰福音十章一节。
John chapter 10 verse 1.
约翰福音十章一节。
John chapter 10 verse 1.
我实实在在的告诉你们，人进羊圈，不从门进去，倒从别处拔进去，那人就是贼。就是强盗。
I tell you the truth, the man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber.
不从门进去。
And will not enter through the gate.
那他有没有进去羊圈？
And but was he able to enter the sheep pen?
他有进去羊圈。
And he has.
但是他不从门进去。
But he would not enter from the gate.
他从旁门走道。
And he will be entering by the side entrance.
也就是不是从耶稣基督所立的门。
And in other words, that this would not be through Jesus Christ.
也就是不是根据耶稣所立定的那一条道路进去。
And this is not on a road that was established by Lord Jesus Christ.
不从门进去，就是不遵照主耶稣所设的窄门。
And when you're not entering through the gate, that you would not enter in through the gate of the narrow gate that was established by Jesus.
这些人用自己的方法来解释神的救赎，这些人用自己的方法来取代神的救赎。
And these people are explaining with their own method the salvation of God, and then in their own method try to replace the salvation of God.
这些人用自己的方法来设立教会。
And they're using their own methods to establish the church.
所以他们认为条条大路通往天国。
And they feel that every road leads to heaven.
为什么要那么麻烦弄窄门小路？
And why would it has to be so difficult? Has to be a narrow road and a very narrow gate.
为什么要那么麻烦，让弄得让人家找不到？
And why does it have to be so difficult that it's so hard for people to find it?
到处都是教会，到处都是通往天国，不是很好吗？
And churches are all over the place, and every church might lead to heaven. Isn't that fabulous?
所以这些人说，不要小路，也不要窄门。
And these people say that we don't want the narrow road and the narrow gate.
所以他们把它弄成宽门，弄成大路。
And so they have constructed it to be broad and wide.
所以说他们不从门进去。
And so they refuse to enter through the gate.
那这些人是谁？
And who are these people?
主耶稣说，从别处爬进去的，就是贼，就是强盗。
Lord Jesus have said that, you climb in some any other way than the front gate is a thief and a robber.
这是主耶稣说的。
And this was said by Lord Jesus Christ.
这些人。 主耶稣在洁净圣殿的时候，主耶稣怎么讲？
And when Jesus was trying to cleanse the temple, what did he say?
主耶稣说，我的殿必称为祷告的殿。
And he says that my temple will be a temple of prayer.
你们倒使它成为贼哦。
And then you became a house, you let it become a house of robbers.
所以一个圣殿啊，因为那么多的贼，那么多的强盗进来，到最后变成贼窝了。
And this is actually a holy temple because there are so many thieves and robbers in it, and then now this what has become their house.
人把很多世俗的东西带到教会来取代神的救赎。
And man has bring in many worldly things to replace the redemption of sin from God.
在里面做买卖，在里面兑换银钱。
And they're making transactions and doing business and exchanging currencies.
听不到祷告的声音了。
They would not be able to hear the voice of the prayer.
也听不到神的声音了。
They would not be able to hear the voice of God.
只听到叫卖的声音，兑换银钱的声音，牛羊的声音。
And all they hear is people rumbling and the sound of business and cattle and sheep.
当一个教会变成这样子的时候，
When a church has become like this,
当工人还认为这样才是敬拜神的时候，他们也是在为了这个献祭的事情在忙的时候，
And when the worker believes that this is the way a temple should be, and then they're busy because of preparing sacrifice,
殿里再也没有圣洁，殿里再也没有神。
In the temple, there's no holiness, and in the temple, there's no God.
再也没有神的意思。
And there are no meanings of God anymore.
再也没有神的话。
And there's no words of God.
那个殿被世俗取代了。
And the temple was replaced by the world.
变成世俗的世界。
And became the secular world.
充满人的意思。
And it's filled with human meanings.
充满人的思想，充满人的方法。
And human thoughts and thinkings.
人们以为这样才是爱神。
And man thinks that this is the way to love God.
人们以为这样才是敬拜神。
Man thinks that this is the way to worship God.
主耶稣说不是了。
Jesus have said this is not the way.
主耶稣说这已经不是圣殿了。
Jesus have said that this is not the temple anymore.
主耶稣说这已经变成贼窝了。
Jesus has said that this became the house of robbers and thieves.
所以当我们来好好来思考。
So we should really think about it closely.
当一个教会不再是圣殿。
And if the church is not a temple anymore.
当一个教会成了贼窝的时候。
And when it become the house of robbers and thieves.
我请问人们如果进了那个贼窝。
And I'd like to ask you that if men have entered into that house.
可以得到永远的生命吗？
Will you be able to regain eternal life?
不管他们在外面怎么讲，不管他们在外面怎么传，如果是贼窝的话，
And if it doesn't matter what they say outside, if it doesn't matter how they preach the gospel, if this is the house of robbers and thieves,
人进了贼窝绝对不会得到永远的生命。
Once you enter into the house, you would never gain eternal life.
人进了贼窝只会怎样？
Once you enter into the house of robbers and thieves, what will you become?
我们看约翰福音十章十节。
Let's turn to John chapter 10 verse 10.
约翰福音十章十节。
John chapter 10 verse 10.
盗贼来无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。我来的是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
The thieves come only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
我们来想，那这个盗贼进了羊圈，更清楚的来讲，进了神的殿来做什么？
And I would like to talk about that the robbers and thieves have entered the sheep pen. In other words, this is the church to do what?
做三样工作。
And there are three things that they must do.
一个是偷窃。
One is to steal.
一个是杀害。
One is to kill.
一个是毁坏。
And one is to destroy.
他要偷什么？
And what are they looking to steal?
不是偷你的钱啊。
Not your money.
如果要讲成是偷你的钱的话，是的，他要偷主耶稣放在你身上这天上的财宝。
If it is said that they wanted to steal your money, yes, it is. It's the what they want to steal the money that Jesus has placed on you, the treasures on heaven.
当你天上的财宝被偷的时候，你在天国就无份了。
When your heavenly treasures has been robbed and stolen from you, you have no part of heaven anymore.
更明显的来讲，他是来偷窃你的生命。
And very clearly that he came to steal your life.
人的东西被偷了，可能一下子不知道，等一下就发现，然后赶快找。
And if men's possession are stolen, maybe you would find it later on.
人肉体的生命有危险的时候，人也马上知道，赶快吃药，或者找医生，或者是怎么样。
And when your life is in danger, a man would immediately know maybe to seek a doctor, maybe to take some medications and drugs.
当人属灵的生命，当人永远的生命被偷的时候，人不知道。
When your spiritual life is being robbed, when your internal life is being robbed, a man would never know.
这个我们俗话讲的最清楚，你被卖了，你还帮人家算钱，算得那么高兴啊。
And there is a saying that once you are being sold in a transaction and you're counting the money for the people that bought you and you're very happy about it.
所以这个盗贼强盗来偷你的生命，来杀害你的生命，来毁坏你的生命。
And so the robbers and thieves come over and steal your life and to destroy your life.
他不从这个门进来。
And he would not enter from the front gate.
从别处进去。
And he would come into the house from other areas.
这个别处就是不属神不属基督的。
And this area does not belong to God, does not belong to Christ.
不照神所预定的，不照主耶稣所教导的方式进了教会。
And this is not a way that God has prepared, this is not a way that Jesus have ordered to enter into church.
进了羊圈。
To enter the sheep pen.
羊圈是信徒聚集的地方。
And the sheep pen is the gathering place of the members.
是神要让人得生命的地方。
And this is a place where God wants to let man gain life.
是神要让人得生命得得很丰盛的地方。
And this is a place where man will receive abundant life from God.
有人在里面用属灵的槽、属灵的道理来喂你属灵的生命。
And men are inside, and there are people feeding you with spiritual knowledge.
但同时也有盗贼用别的方法来偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
But at the same time, there are thieves and robbers. They are using different ways to bring about destruction.
到了末世。
And at end time.
不是盗贼，不是单单盗贼进了教会。
It's not only the thief and robbers will enter into church.
是盗贼自己设立教会。
And the thieves and robbers will establish church themselves.
以前是在真教会有盗贼进来破坏。
And it used to be that thieves and robbers will come into a church, to church and bring havoc.
那现在是他们盗贼自己设立教会，那吸引人去那边通往灭亡。
And now they are actually the founder and of the new church.
以前是羊不听盗贼的声音，只听主耶稣的声音。
And it used to be that the sheep would not listen to the robbers and thieves, and then only listens to Lord Jesus.
现在是羊进了贼窝。
And then now that the sheep actually enter into the house of the thieves and robbers.
听不到神的声音，听不到主耶稣的声音。
And it would not be able to hear the sounds and voice of Jesus and God.
只听到盗贼的声音啊。
It could only respond to the voice of the robbers and thieves.
为什么会有宽门大路？
Why is it that there is broad roads and wide gates?
因为这些盗贼另设宽门大路。
And because the robbers and thieves have set up this to be so.
不从那个门进去，人就不得生命。
And if you don't enter from the gate, men would not gain life.
你要得生命，你必须找到这个门。
So if you want to gain life, you must find this gate.
不只要找到这个门，你还要进去那个门。
Not only should you find the gate, you have to enter it.
不只进去这个门，你还要走到，哎，终点。
Not only should you enter it, you must walk to the final destination.
那个门是主耶稣。
And the gate is Lord Jesus Christ.
我看约翰福音十章九节。
John chapter 9 verse 10. John chapter 10 verse. I'm sorry.
10 verse 9.
Turn 10 verse 9.
约翰福音十章九节。
John chapter 10 verse 9.
我就是门，凡从我进来的必然得救，并且出日得草吃。
I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture.
所以主耶稣在跟我们讲，他就是那个门。
And Lord Jesus has said to us that He is the gate.
只有这个门才是。得救的门。
And whoever enters through this gate will be saved.
只有这个门才能让人得救，只有这个门才能给人永远的生命。
And only this gate will enable man to be saved and receive eternal life.
所以主耶稣一再在讲，他说，他就是道路、真理、生命。
And so Jesus has said over and over again that He is the way, the truth, and the life.
人不借着主耶稣就不能到父那里去。
If man does not go through Jesus, it would not reach God.
也就是在说，一个真教会里面如果没有道路、真理、生命的话，没有用的。你去了不会到父那里去啊。
And it is saying that in the true church, if there's no way, the truth, and the life.And you come, there's no point because you would not be able to enter and be able to reach God. And so Jesus Christ has ascended to heaven and left behind his body. And this church. And the church must become a guardian.Of a people for the way, the truth, and life.
人要借着这个真教会才能到父那里去，不借着真教会就不能到父那里去。
And man must go through the true church in order to reach to the Father.
所以主耶稣用真理来喂羊。
And Jesus Christ used the truth to feed the sheep.
主耶稣用活水来喂人的灵命。
And Jesus Christ used living water to pasture a human's life.
只有这样的门路才能引人到永生。
And only through this gate that will lead to eternal life.
那个门路是窄门小路啊。
And this is a small road and a very narrow gate.
除了这个门路之外，再也没有别的门路可以引人到永生了。
And besides this way, there's no other way that will lead to eternal life.
除了这个门路之外，你再进去哪个门路都会通往死亡。
And besides this way, if you go through any other road, will lead to death.
会有那么多的宽门大路。
And there are many wide roads and broad gates.
会有那么多盗贼不从门进去。
And there are many thieves and robbers that would not enter from the front gate.
其实在讲，有很多人要更改神的计划，有很多人要更改主耶稣的交代。
And this is explaining that many people are looking to change the plans of God and the ideas of God.
因为他们不喜欢那个门。
Because they dislike the gate.
讲得更明白，他们不喜欢真正的耶稣。
And to state it more clearly, they don't like Jesus.
他们不喜欢真正的福音。
They dislike the true gospel.
他们也不喜欢真正的道理。
They dislike the true words.
所以他们更改福音。
So they've changed the gospels.
他们另传一个耶稣。
And they preached another Jesus.
他们把门变大。
And they have broadened the gate.
把路弄宽。
And they have widened the road.
有没有救人的生命？
And would they save men to give them eternal life?
没有。
No.
引人到灭。
And this is their purpose is to lead men into destruction.
很可惜啊，找到永生门路的很少啊。
And very regretfully, that it's very little people that finds the true gate.
那找到永生门路的，有的走一走，哇，太苦了。到别的教会去比较容易进天国，比较轻松。
And people that find it, and after they walk down the path, and many people feel that this is too tough. Why don't I go to another church, and maybe it's easier way to heaven.
就像在种子的比喻里面一样。
And just like walking in Jesus' parables.
在那个种子的比喻哈，有的人听到哇，一时高兴啊，非常高兴啊，遇到逼迫或者遇到患难就退去了。
And just like the parables of sowing of seeds, that when man hears the truth and they gladly accepts, but later on with persecutions and other turmoil comes, they would leave immediately.
啊，所以不是没有人找到永生的门路。
So it's not that people cannot find the narrow gates that leads to eternal life.
他们也找到。
They find it at one point.
但是走到最后，他选了另外一条路。
But slowly, when they're walking towards the end, they have chosen another path.
走到最后，他们选择另一个门。
And after walking for a while, they have chosen another gate to enter through.
那是一个死亡的门跟路。
And this is the gate of death.
走的人非常多。
Many people walk towards it.
引到永生的门路就是基督。
And the roads and the gates that lead to eternal life is Christ.
就是基督的身体。
And this is the body of Christ.
也就是今天的基督教会。
And this is the church of Christ today.
必须是一个真正的教会。
And must be a true and total church.
不是从别处进来的教会，不是从别处设立的教会。
And this is not a church that was established from somewhere else.
是根据主耶稣的门，根据主耶稣的路来设立，而且非常谨守的。
And this is built and established based on Lord Jesus Christ's standards, and it is severely kept.
引到灭亡的门路，为什么进去的人那么多
？And the road that leads to destruction, why is it so many people are running and walking?
因为他们被骗。
And because they have been cheated.
这些引到灭亡的门路，他一定跟你讲，他也是基督的教会。
And this road that leads to destruction also tells you that this is a gate that leads to Christ.
所以不单是信徒被骗。
And it's not only that the members are cheated.
可能连工人也被骗了。
And maybe workers.
啊，所以主耶稣再三跟我们讲，不是。单单称呼他主啊，主啊，都进天国。
And Jesus have told us constantly that whoever calls out my name, when not everyone gets to go to heaven.
主耶稣说必须遵行天父旨意。
And Lord Jesus have said that you must follow the commandments of God.
神的救赎不只在我们的罪被赦之后就完全得到胜，不是。
And the redemption of God would not happen after we are cleansed and we are chosen.
啊，不是你受洗之后啊，不管怎么样就一定进天国，不是。
And it's not that after you're baptized and then you would enter into heaven, no matter what you do.
还要遵循天父旨意。
You have to follow the will of God.
啊，所以主耶稣给教会两大使命，除了给万民做他的门徒、奉父子圣灵名跟他们施洗之外
，So Jesus gave.Church two missions. One is to be baptized in the name of the Father, and then the Spirit, and then they will receive the Holy Spirit.
他还特别交代，主耶稣吩咐的，你教会要教导啊，不只要教导，还要让他们遵守啊。
And also, he has ordered that whatever that you preach to them, that they have to follow and they must observe the commandments.
这个就是在教导什么是天父的旨意，在教导怎么遵行天父的旨意。
And this is the teaching, this is to teach what is the true will of God and how to follow the commandments of God.
你如果单称呼主，不遵行天父旨意。
If you're just calling out to the Lord and then you would not follow His commandments.
就算你奉主的名在赶鬼行异能也没有用。
And even if you're casting out demons under His name and then you perform miracles, it would not be effective.
最后说，主耶稣说还是作恶吧。
And lastly, Lord Jesus said that you are still committing sins.
所以这个宽门大路 用不同的方法来欺骗人。
So the wide road and the broad gates have used many ways to cheat people.
宽门道路谁设？我们刚刚说人设的。
And we have talked about that was established by men.
其实是谁设的？
And who actually built it?
蛇来设的。
It was the serpent.
更直接的讲，撒旦叫蛇来设的。
And to say it more clear, precisely, that it was Satan that have instructed a serpent to construct it.
就像蛇去欺骗亚当夏娃一样。
And just like how the serpent was able to cheat Adam and Eve.
在神的园子里面把他骗出来啊。
And they were in the garden of God, and then they were cheated out.
今天的基督教会就是地上的神国。
And the church of church today would be the kingdom of God on the earth.
其实教会就是神在地上所设的伊甸园。
And so church is a place with God that's observing. It's actually the Garden of Eden on earth.
也就是神同在的地方。
And this is a place where God is with us.
所以蛇还是会再进来啊。
And so serpent will once again enter into the church.
他以前会欺骗亚当夏娃。
And the serpent cheated Adam and Eve.
在神旁边的他都把他骗出来了。
And they were actually, Adam and Eve was right next to God, and the serpent was able to get to them.
让我们在这地上神国在教会里面有得救的信徒。
And we're on this kingdom of God on earth, and we have members that's aiming towards salvation.
我们还没有跟神直接面对面。
We haven't come face to face with God Himself.
那个直接面对面的都被骗出来。
And even the people that came face to face with God, they fell and they were cheated out of the garden.
那这个即将以后有机会面对面的，他当然更要骗。
And so the prospects of facing with God in the future, of course, that he will want to attack.
怎么骗?
And how?
我们来看圣经怎么说。
Let's turn to the Bible and see what it says.
哥林多后书十一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多后书十一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多后书十一章第三节。
Second Corinthians chapter 11 verse 3。
哥林多后书十一章三节。
Second Corinthians chapter 11 verse 3。
我只怕你们的心或偏离邪，失向那像基督所存一清洁的心，就像蛇用诡诈诱惑的夏娃一样。第四节。
Verse 4。
假如有人来另传一个耶稣不是我们所传过的，或者你们另受一个灵不是你们所受过的，或者另一个福音不是你们所得过的，你们容让他也就罢了。所以这边在谈到在使徒的世代。
So this is talking about the apostolic times.
也就是主耶稣升天之后没多久的世代。
And this is right after not longAfter Jesus was resurrected and ascended to heaven.
也就是圣灵亲自在带领使徒教会的时代。
And this was during an era that the Holy Spirit was personally guiding the apostolic church.
保罗说，这边说，假如有人这样，其实在当时已经有这个现象，所以他们在问，那如果这样对吗？那如果这样，你们怎么去处理呢？
And so they were asking about the different questions of how things would be handled to the apostles.
在当时已经有以假乱真的现象，就是用假的道理要来取代真理，取代真福音的现象。
And at that time, there are many deceivers of the truth, and especially in the church that there are people that's doing that already.
到2000年后的今天，这个情形越来越严重了。
And the 2,000 years later today, that this phenomenon is getting more serious.
现在的时代不是假如有人另传一个福音，假如有人另传一个耶稣。
And in today's era, this is not, it's just not the fact that if somebody else is preaching a different Jesus.
这个末后的时代，真的有人另传一个福音，真的有人另传一个耶稣。
And this is the era of the end times. There are actually preachings of another Jesus or another truth.
所以他们传假福音，假耶稣。
And if they are preaching false preachings about and false Jesus,
甚至假的灵
or even a false spirit,
这些人就是假使徒，就是假先知。
And these are the false apostles and the false prophets.
啊，当然这些人的结局会照他们所行的。这些人就是主耶稣后来说：“啊，你在传道、赶鬼、行异能，主耶稣说没有用啊，你还是作恶。”就是这些人。
And these are the people that what Jesus is referring to. They're casting out demons and then they're performing miracles, but it's useless because they are they are condemned.
我们要永远记着。
We have to remember forever.
不管你是信徒还是工人。
No matter if you're a member or if you're a worker.
主耶稣绝对不会奖赏作恶的人。
And Lord Jesus Christ would not reward anyone that commits sin.
主耶稣不会被任何人欺骗。
Lord Jesus Christ would not be deceived by others.
神不以有罪为无罪，也不以无罪为有罪。
And God would not consider a sin to be sinless or sinless to be sin.
他说在信仰当中不要抱着一个侥幸的心理。啊，我一面作恶，一面来敬拜神。
And so, during your faith, do not have the idea that and be happy about the fact that you're worshiping God at the same time you're committing sin.
啊，现在有很多教会可以接受这样的啊，没有关系的，作恶没有关系的。
And many churches today would be able to accept that you can commit sin on the side.
啊，有些工人已经犯奸淫了，已经重复了，没有关系了，再让他站讲台啊。
And there are many workers that have committed adulteries and then they even remarried and they still letting them preach.
哦，这样才有人性嘛。
And because this is a humanity feeling of behavior.
那个人性不是神所设立的人性。
And this is not the same humanity that was set up by God.
神造人的时候，一切都是好的。
And when God first created man, everything was good.
没有造这些罪，也没有造这些死亡，人的私欲被牵引诱惑，才会有这些事。
And sin was not created, or death was not created. That everything happened later on.
今天的私欲诱惑在很多教会被称颂、被接受、被认可。
The lust and desire and temptation today are actually being praised in other churches.
今天神的公义，主耶稣的真理，在很多教会被贬低、被排斥。
And the righteousness of God and the truth of God has been denounced in many churches today.
所以会有那么多的假工人。
And so that's why there are many false workers.
所以会有那么多的假使徒、假先知、假信徒。
And that's why there's many false apostles and the prophets and false members.
主耶稣永远不会被骗。
And Jesus would not be deceived.
主耶稣也不会来骗我们。
Jesus would not deceive us as well.
只有那些假工人才会骗你。
And only the false worker would deceive you.
只有那个信仰不正确的、带着私欲的才会被骗。
And only the ones that the faith is not pure and then it has carries desire, those they would try to deceive others.
就像亚当夏娃一样，带着私欲才会被骗。
And just like Adam and Eve, because they have desires in them, and that's why they were deceived.
你如果可以守着纯正的道理，你怎么会被骗？
And if you could faithfully guard the genuine truth, why would you be deceived?
如果神的话充满在你的内心，
If God's words fill your heart abundantly,
为什么蛇一讲话你就被骗了呢？
And why would it, as soon as that serpent speak, you would be deceived?
工人会不会被骗？
Would the workers be deceived?
信徒会不会被骗？
Would the members be deceived?
哪一条路通往永生？
And which road leads to eternal life?
哪一个门引人到灭亡？
And which road leads mankind to destruction?
愿意得救的人
and people that are willing to be saved.
愿意被救的人
people are willing to be saved by others. By God.
不管是工人还是信徒
and not only if this is the worker or the members.
还是慕道朋友
or the visitors.
当然要找到那个永生的门路。
And of course, you have to find the right pathway and the gates that leads to eternal life.
所以在今天来说，尤其在这个末世来说。
And so in today's times, especially during the end times.
那个永生的门路。
And the gates and road that for eternal life.
就是真正主耶稣的身体。
And it's the true.Lord Jesus, body of Lord Jesus Christ.
也就是主耶稣的真教会。
And it's true church of Lord Jesus Christ.
也就是只有真教会才是通往永生的门路。
And it's only the true church that will lead to eternal life.
啊，所以不是每一条门路都通往永生，不是每一个教会都通往永生。
And not all the roads and gates will lead to eternal life.
所以主耶稣跟我们说你在找永生的门路的时候，你要防备啊。
And so Jesus was telling us that if you're looking for the pathway that leads to eternal life, you have to be careful.
防备什么
？And what do you have to be careful about?
我看马太福音七章十五节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 15.
马太福音七章十五节。
Matthew 7:15.
马太福音七章十五节。
Matthew 7:15.
你们要防备假先知，他们到你们这里来，外面披着羊皮，里面却是残暴的狼。
You have to watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves.
所以主耶稣跟我们讲，你在找永生的门路的时候，要防备这些假先知啊。
So Lord Jesus have said to us that if you're looking to the pathway for eternal life, you have to watch out for the false prophets.
这些假先知自称奉主的名，所以看起来好像披着羊皮吧。
And they're proclaiming that they're doing everything based according to the name of God, but actually they are ferocious wolves.
所以这些假先知自称是基督的工人，这些假先知。挂着基督的名来。
They self-proclaiming to be the workers of God, and then they have the titles of Christ.
啊，看起来像是基督的工人。
And then they seem like workers of God.
但其实里面是什么
？But actually, what is it inside?
主耶稣说是残暴的狼。
And Lord Jesus have said they are ferocious wolves.
狼会不会给人生命
？And would wolves give life to men?
不会。
No.
狼进了羊圈。
And the wolves enters the sheep pen.
只会抓住羊，赶散了羊群。
And their purpose is to try to harm the sheep and maybe to scatter them.
也就是只会破坏神的教会。
And they bring havoc and destruction to God's church.
把人抓走，用不纯正的道理把人抓走，让人不能得生命。
And they take away men that would not understand the truth, and they refuse their eternal life.
他们用什么来抓
？And what are they catching men with?
他们用什么来破坏基督的教会
？And what are they using to destruct the church of God?
用假的福音
，and false preachings,
来抓住信徒。
And to capture the members.
用假教会来骗人说是真教会。
And they're using the false church and to deceive others as being the true church.
啊，所以这种教会一定会跟你讲，啊，每一个教会都一样，啊，进来一个教会都一样，都是通往天国的。
And so this type of church would tell you especially that all the churches are the same, all of them leads to heaven.
不是的，主耶稣不是这么讲的。
This is not the case. This is not what was said by Jesus.
主耶稣是只有窄门小路啊。
And there's only narrow roads and very narrow gates.
只有从主耶稣的门进来的才是啊。
And only through these gates of Lord Jesus, then it will lead to salvation.
但他们说到处都是宽门大路，到处都是任何一个教会都是通往天国。
But the others have said that the pathway leads to heaven is everywhere.
主耶稣不是这个样子的，你们要防备啊。
And Jesus has said, though, no, this is not the case. You have to be watchful.
防备这些讲去哪一个教会都一样的。
You have to be watchful of these people that tells you that everywhere will lead to eternal heaven.
明明阳间变成阳间，明明圣殿变成贼窝，他还说都一样，都是去天国。
Even when the sheep pen became a wolf pen, and also the church became the house of robber and thieves, they are still saying that it's the same.
所以在末世，这个越来越乱，越来越假，真的越来越少了。
So it's going to be more confusing and more bizarre during end times, and the truth will be even harder to seek.
真理越来越少，真教会越来越少。
And the truth are and the true church and the truth are slowly diminishing.
到处充满了假先知，到处充满了假教会。
And false prophets and false church are everywhere.
所以在末世的时候，主耶稣跟我们讲，不只要防备假先知。
So at end time, Jesus tells us not only to watch out for false prophets,
还要防备假基督。
Also false Christ.
怎么防备呢？
And how to prevent this.
我们来看一下马太福音二十四章。
Matthew 24.
马太福音二十四章。
Matthew 24.
马太福音二十四章。
Matthew chapter 24.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
马太福音二十四章二十三节。
Matthew 20, chapter 24, verse 23.
那时若有人对你们说基督在这里或说基督在那里，你们不要信。二十四节。
24.
因为假基督假先知将要起来显大神迹他其事，倘若能行，连显明也迷惑了。所以这是主耶稣尤其对末世的警告。
So this is a warning from Jesus about the end times.
主耶稣要再来之前会有很多在这世上有很多奇怪的现象，你要小心了。
And before the second coming of Lord Jesus Christ, there are many different phenomena to watch out for.
那个时候，有假先知、假先知、假基督要起来。
And during this time, there are false prophets and false Christ that will appear.
也就是说，有假工人来传假福音，那也有假教会在做假敬拜。
And there are false workers that's preaching false teachings and false churches that's doing false worship.
不是一般的信徒被骗哦。
This is not the common members that's being deceived.
不是只有他们被骗哦，连选民也被骗。
And not only these members, but also the chosen members.
什么叫选民？
And what is the chosen people?
到末世，哎。走旷野路走这么久，到最后要进迦南地的那些叫选民呢？
And the chosen people are considered the ones that have been walking in the wilderness for a very long time, and they are arriving to the land of Canaan, and they are considered the chosen people.
也就是在撒种的比喻里面所说的那个已经落入好土了，要结出好土。好果子的，要被神拣选的那个叫做选民呢。
Just like the parable of sowing of the seeds, that these are the seeds that landed into good soil and they're sprouting and ready to grow.
连这些人也迷惑了。
And these people are deceived as well.
一迷惑之后，又把心放在别的地方，又在别的地方结种子，到最后就不属神了，不被神拣选了。
Once they are being cheated, they are placing the seed somewhere else, and then they are establishing something else.
所以这边说，他用看起来像神迹，其实是不是从神来的。
And so it says here that this seems like it's miracle, but actually this is not from God.
会来迷惑你啊
！And it's come to confuse you.
用各种不同的道理啊，用各种不同的现象来迷惑。
And this is using different different ways and different visions.
神所拣选的神国子民都被迷惑了。
And even the chosen people of God has been deceived.
迷惑会让人离开那个永生的门路。
And the deceitfulness will enable men to depart from the roots of eternal life.
那个迷惑就像蛇在引诱亚当夏娃一样。
And the deceitfulness is like the times when the serpent are cheating Adam and Eve.
真的被迷惑的时候，就算神先前跟你讲你不能吃啊，吃了会死啊，他还是吃了，吃的时候还以为将来会跟神一样啊。
And the true deceitfulness is when God has been telling them that you cannot eat this fruit.Otherwise, you would surely die. And this happened in Garden of Eden, it will happen in today's church. And the false Christian church will come and deceive others. And the false workers will use false doctrines to deceive others. And only the true Christian church will give people life.
啊、所以主耶稣跟我们讲要防备假先知，防备假基督。
And so Lord Jesus have told us to be watch out for false prophets and false teachers.
那个假基督其实在讲假的教会。
And so this false Christ is talking, the false Christ is talking about the false church.
也就是假的基督教会。
And this is a false Christian church.
因为神借着真正的基督教会来救人。
And because God would use a true Christian church to save mankind.
但是有假的基督教会，有假的工人，有假的福音出现。
But there are false Christian church and false workers that appears.
那人在哪个地方才可以得到生命？
And so where you have to be to gain life?
每一个教会都是真教会吗？
Is every church true church?
没有假教会吗？
And there's no false church.
那如果没有，主耶稣为什么要我们防备？
And if there's none, why does Jesus want us to be watchful?
是有的，主耶稣说你要防备假先知、假基督，防备假教会、假工人、假福音、假真理。
And Jesus says, yes, you have to be watch out for the false workers and the false prophets.And the false gospels and false teachings.
啊，所以主耶稣说他就是那个门，我们要进去那个门才可以得到生命。
And Jesus says, "I am the gate, and you have to enter through me to gain life."
那进了这个门之后呢？
After you entered in the gate,
你怎么得到生命？
How would you get life?
主耶稣再次跟我们讲。
And Jesus once again have told us
一个真的教会
a true church,
还有假的教会。
And they are a false church.
我们来看约翰福音十五章。
Let's turn to John chapter 15.
约翰福音十五章。
John chapter 15.
约翰福音十五章。
John chapter 15.
第一节。
Verse 1.
约翰福音十五章第一节。
John chapter 15, verse 1.
我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。第二节。
Verse 2.
凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪弃；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。第三节。
Verse 3.
现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了。第四节。
Verse 4.
你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。枝子又不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不藏在我里面，也是这样。主耶稣在这边讲，他是真葡萄树。
Lord Jesus Christ is speaking here, saying that He is the true vine.
天父是栽培的人。
And the Father is the gardener.
主耶稣在跟我们讲，他所设立的是一个真教会。
And so Jesus Christ is telling us that he established the true church.
天父是栽培的人。
The Father is the gardener.
所以不是每一个葡萄树都让人得生命。
So not all the true vine will let us gain life. Not all the vine will let us gain life.
只有真葡萄树才能给人生命。
Only the true vine will give life.
所以不是每个教会给人生命，只有真教会才能给人生命。
And not all the churches will give life, but only the true church.
所以这个真葡萄树，这个真教会。
So this is a true vine, and this is a true church.
里面必须有什么呢？
And what does it must have inside?
为什么会给人生命呢？
And why would this give life to man?
为什么必须藏在里面呢？
And why must be hidden inside?
No, no. Always remain inside.
Why does it always has to be remaining inside?
那个藏哈，不是时常，就是要一直了。
Why does it always have to be inside?
你一直要留在真教会里面，你一直要留在真葡萄树里面。
And you have to always remain in true church and remain in the on the true wine.
啊，所以人不是受洗之后啊就啊完全圣洁了，就直接去建城，不是这主耶稣说你们来进的。真葡萄树之后，也就是你们受洗进入耶稣的身体之后，主耶稣要用他的道使我们干净，使我们圣洁。
So it's not only that after baptism you'll be truly, you'll be completely clean, and but instead you have to be in the way of God, and through the way that you'll be completely and fully clean.
啊，所以不是说啊，我信了，哎，去受洗了，这样够了，以后来不来教会都没关系了，必然去天国，不是这个样子。
So it's not just only that if you believed and then you'll be saved and then you're baptized, you're clean.
你要一直在里面。
You have to must.Constantly be inside.
枝子若不在葡萄树上，就不能自己结果子。
And so if the branches is not on the vine, you would not be able to bear your own fruit.
我们下午继续这个题目。
So this afternoon we're continuing this topic.
我们起立唱诗六十四首。
Let's stand and sing hymn 64. Please be seated.
神叫主耶稣来，要叫我们脱离黑暗，进入光明。
And God wanted Jesus to come to the world that we could depart from the dark and enter into the light.
要叫我们离开死亡，进入永生。
And it enables us to escape death and enter eternal life.
在我们的内心还有没有黑暗的地方？
In our hearts, is there any shades of darkness?
在我们的内心还有没有准备给黑暗进来的地方？
In our hearts, is there any shaded area that's preparing for the darkness to enter?
还是充满了真光？
Or is it full with abundant true light?
我们在祷告的时候，我们好好来思考。
And during our prayer, we should think about this.
也祈求真神的真光充满在这个教会。
And let's also pray that the true life from the true God could shine in completely in the church.
也祈求主耶稣的真光照亮在我们每一个人的内心。
And let's pray that the true light of Lord Jesus Christ will be able to shine into our hearts of everyone.
祈求这个真光照亮我们以后要所走的路。
And also the true light to be shine on the pathway that we're ready to walk on.
不管是在教会走还是在世上走。
And whether this is in church or in the world.
我们一起跪下来。
Let's all kneel down and pray.